oversharing, because sometimes on social media, we've all seen it, maybe we've all done it, when you just share too much and it's like, is that too much to share? Well, one woman has learned the hard way, and she recently got a new job. Awesome. Of course you want to share that good news. I love when my friends on my social media, post about their wins. It's awesome. It's great to see them winning. But then this lady decided to brag a little bit, just got a little bit carried away. She started making TikToks about how she got the job. Okay, that's cool. You know, she'd go through the interview process, explain all that. Cool. But then she started to say how she got the pay rise. This is where it gets a little bit fishy. This is where companies, I think, don't want us to talk about it. So she started saying, I asked for a meeting, I asked for a review, and I took forward my information of why I thought I deserved more money, etc. She got the meeting. She ended up getting a $20,000 raise. That's huge. That's huge. $20,000 raise. She must be doing something right. This is a big tech company. So she got her raise. Happy days. But then she was posting more TikToks explaining step by step how to get a raise at your job. Now, she works for a tech firm. Of course, they're going to do background checks. They found her on TikTok, and she was posting her TikToks to her Instagram, but also to her Facebook. Because it's, you know, you cross promotion, you put them everywhere. She put them up on her Facebook. They saw her TikToks, they followed her account. And they said, oh, no, we're going to call you in for a meeting. So she had a meeting with the big bosses and they said, no, we don't like your TikToks. We don't like them one bit. We don't like the fact you're sharing how you got more money from us. So they fired her. And this was allowed because she was in the probation period. And this is the hard thing. Probation periods, companies are allowed to do it. It's a bit sucky, but it happens. You're allowed to get fired. It's kind of protects the company if you're not a very good worker, etc. So she got fired, and then of course, she put it on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram again to complain, to whinge about the company. Now, everyone loves to have a whinge on social media. So I thought, I am going to put it out on social media. How much is too much to share on social media? And we've got a few messages in on the Instagram, Power1031, if you want to join the conversation. Someone said, nothing is too much, except maybe nudes. Nudes are probably too much. Yeah, I don't want to see my friends posting nude photos. Definitely not. Stick to your other platforms for that stuff. Another comment here is... I know a girl who posts about 4 to 5 times a day, at least, and everyone can basically see her whole life. Now, that's a hard one, because sometimes there's a bit of oversharing, but then there could be a bit of a cry for help. Maybe they want attention, and that's okay as well. You know, we all want attention in our day, but is there too much? How much is too much? You know, I've seen so many gender reveals that I can almost, like, I could probably quit radio and be like a gender reveal party planner. It's all about the balloons. And is it a boy? Is it a girl? Oh, awesome. Or the ultrasound photos. And I've seen a lot of those. And yes, I might get a bit snarky when I'm looking at it. But at the end of the day, I'm happy for my friends. And I think... there's no such thing as too much unless you're posting nudes on your Facebook or TikTok. We don't want to see that, okay? Keep your clothes on. Keep it PG. It's Jack here for your Power Brekkie. Good morning.